We have had a cool and wet spring. But eventually the weather is going to change, the grasses will start to grow, and we will be able to kick our cattle out onto pasture. I know if you're like us as dairy farmers, we are patiently waiting until the day we can kick our milk cows out onto pasture and not have to feed so much supplemental dry hay. But kicking cattle out onto pasture can cause grass tetany among these animals. Grass tetany is a magnesium deficiency of ruminants, usually associated with the grazing of cool season grasses during spring. It is most prevalent among older cows in early lactation, but may also affect young or dry cows and growing calves. So it is not just in dairy cattle that we have to be concerned, but also our beef herds. Grass tetany occurs most frequently when cattle are grazing lush, immature grass. There are many factors that influence forage magnesium concentration and availability. The principal factor is a high level of potassium, which negatively affects soil magnesium uptake by plants and the availability of the forage magnesium to the animal. In a very acid soil, so soils with low pH, magnesium uptake by forage grasses is generally reduced compared to neutral soils, and supplemental magnesium may be required for improved crop yields. It is well documented that the greater the soil potassium concentration depresses the uptake of magnesium by plants. High nitrogen content of grass seems to also be associated with low blood magnesium. Grass tetany seldom occurs when legumes and legume grass mixtures are a major portion of an animal's diet. Legumes may contain over twice the concentration of magnesium as do grasses grown on the same soil. Some symptoms of cattle affected with grass tetany are that they may become excitable, exhibiting a wild stare with erect ears, and appear to be blind. They often are uncoordinated and tend to lean backwards and stumble or go down. There are several things you can do to prevent grass tetany. One of them includes avoid grazing cattle on new grass until it is 4 to 6 inches tall because magnesium is less available in very immature plants. Feeding legume hay or grazing mixed legume grass pastures, since legumes are higher in magnesium than grasses. Another thing you can do is to feed a magnesium supplement. In areas where tetany frequently occurs, routinely feed cattle supplemental magnesium, which increases blood magnesium levels and alleviates much of the grass tetany problem. Magnesium is not stored by the body, so care must be taken to ensure that each animal receives the proper amount on a daily basis. Begin supplementation before cattle are turned out on tetany-prone pastures, and continue until the threat is minimal. Feeding magnesium oxide is a great source of magnesium, but it is not very palatable. So I would suggest mixing it with a highly palatable energy or mineral supplement. Another thing we would want to do is to make sure when cattle are out on pasture is to observe these animals at least twice a day when they are first turned to grass. Following some of these preventions can be a way to make sure that we do not get grass tetany in our beef and dairy cattle.